Philadelphia's district attorney has taken heat from families of crime victims who say staffers don't keep them in the loop as cases develop. Now, DA Larry Krasner has secured a $1 million grant to provide counseling services to the families of homicide victims. Details from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
Once a family experiences homicide, you can never take that family back to before that homicide occurred.
Movita Johnson-Harrell is supervisor of the DA's office victim witness services and also lost her 18-year-old son to homicide. She says the new program, which will be known as Philadelphia Cares, is designed to offer special services to families who lose a member to homicide.
In most instances, families are unable to concentrate or read or make decisions effectively, and this team will become the brain for this family. This team will assist with funeral arrangements, case management assessments, any need that this family may have for the first 45 days after the homicide occurs.
Rafika Sanders and 11 other people working in the program lost family members to violence. If she's notifying a family when someone was killed, she says it will be easier giving the bad news from someone who has dealt with the same thing.
This initiative that's going on in Philadelphia is so needed because I should not have to walk alone in my journey that I did. That was, and it's still hard for me to go through it, but it's a journey that I know I have to go through. But the initial trauma that I went through, I wish I had this program.
DA Larry Krasner says he's excited about the program, which is being billed as a first of its kind to offer a safety net of services to crime victims' families around the clock.
It's a big deal because no organization in the city currently provides a cooperative crisis response system and a comprehensive portfolio of services to crime victims. It's a big deal because in my career of now a little bit over 30 years, I've never seen a system like this in Philadelphia County.
The program's expected to be up and running shortly after Labor Day. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.